Hello, I'm Becky Bees, Vice President of Marketing and Community Life at Roland Park Place, Baltimore's only metropolitan senior living experience. You're listening to A Valuable Perspective, stories, advice, and reflections from some of the city's most knowledgeable and worldly citizens, the residents who call Roland Park Place their home. We're here today with our special guest, Dr. Clive Schiff, a resident of Roland Park Place since 2018. Born in Rhodesia, he received his PhD from Rhodes University in South Africa, worked on control of tropical diseases in his home country, and moved to the U.S. in 1979. Currently, Dr. Schiff is a professor at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in the Molecular Microbiology and Immunology Department. His main research interests are in the study of tropical parasitic diseases such as malaria. Through his research, Dr. Schiff discovered that many and sometimes fatal parasitic diseases can be detected through a simple DNA urine test. His work continues to save lives through fast, effective, and accurate detection of many terrible but treatable diseases. Dr. Schiff, welcome to our program, and thank you for being here.
A pleasure.
You have a rich background as a doctor, educator, and humanitarian. How did you become interested in the study of entomology?
Well, growing up in the middle of Africa, insect populations were very important, and I studied zoology, and I looked around at what would likely be a job for me in government, and I became interested in tsetse flies, which are blood-sucking flies that transmit sleeping sickness, and that was my introduction to it. I spent 2 or 3 years in the bush working on this, and after a while decided that there were other ways to go. But it was quite enlightening.
Can you talk a little bit about the DNA test that you developed and how that's made a difference in the world?
So with the DNA test, we stumbled across this, finding DNA from the parasites in urine through work in Africa, and the need for tests which are increasingly sensitive. That means they can pick up very low-level infections. This is important because many countries are trying to control these diseases, and so people are infected but not heavily infected with the parasites, and the normal methods of testing don't show up the parasite. So the parasites live in the blood, or they live in the tissues, and their metabolism produces DNA, which gets into the blood and is filtered through the kidneys. And so you don't have to take blood to do this, because many people object to giving blood. But urine is easy to collect, and you can collect it at different times of the day as well. So you can, if you collect it in the early morning, it's concentrated, and you can detect DNA from that. You have to do basic research in order to find out how to detect that DNA in the urine, but that's part of the job. So it's very exciting, very interesting, and we've done this now with a whole range of parasites. And the most recent one from Peru is a parasite that actually causes cysts in the brain, and they can't be diagnosed, because the only way you can diagnose it is with an MRI or a CAT scan, and in rural areas are not available, and so people walk around with these cysts in the brain. And now we've been able to show that you can find DNA from that parasite.
So has that become part of a protocol in terms of a regular checkup to be able to check for some of those?
No, not at this stage.
Not yet. Is that the hope?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your career has taken you all over the world to some of the poorest countries and some of the wealthiest. What's been the most rewarding element of your career?
What really sticks in my mind is coming from Africa is the fact that if we are going to solve our problems, speaking as an African, then we have to do it ourselves. So I'm very happy to be at Hopkins, because we get students from overseas, particularly from the continent there. And I spend time with them because I know they're going to go back home and be scientists at home, because they have to do this kind of job.
So you've trained many international students who return to their countries. How has working with students changed your life?
It's invigorating. And as you age, it's actually very rewarding to meet young people and to have them inspired and have them sort of motivated to go back home and achieve success. And I've been very lucky in the last couple of years, having two really outstanding young women, from one from Argentina and one from Peru, that have worked in my lab and are now at home doing their doctorates, both of them. And this is really very gratifying.
So you continue to work full time. What valuable perspective can you share with our listeners about maintaining an active and rewarding lifestyle?
Well, it is nice to be welcome in your workplace. And I have got extremely lovable colleagues there. So I feel at home with my friends and colleagues, like I feel at home now at Roland Park Place. So it's a great privilege, I suppose, to be able to continue to work at my time of life and to be welcomed there and to know that you're contributing, and also to come home at night to very interesting colleagues.
Well, I think Roland Park Place is lucky to have you, as well as Johns Hopkins. So my special thanks to Roland Park Place resident Dr. Clive Schiff for joining us today. This has been A Valuable Perspective, brought to you by Roland Park Place, Baltimore City's only continuing care retirement community. Tune in next time for more lessons to learn right here on A Valuable Perspective. For more information about Roland Park Place, visit our website at rolandparkplace.org. I'm Becky Bees.